Good morning. You could tell I haven't done that in a while. I don't even know how to put the microphone on. That reminds me, you know, in the past I used to do announcements. I kind of let other people do it. So maybe I should go back to it. Anyway, good morning and welcome to EMP this morning. You know, this morning I'll be going through Colossians 3 from 1 to 17. So maybe if you can already turn there, and before we start, I'll open us in prayer. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you for this time that you've set apart for us, Lord, as we come together as a community, Lord Father, in this church. Lord Father, I just pray that, you know, just awaken our senses, Lord Father, awaken our mind. It's early in the morning. You know, I just pray that you bring clarity as well, Lord Father. And Lord, I just humble myself. I realize that I do not have an ability to be a good, you know, public speaker. But Lord, I just obeyed, you know, the opportunity. You give me the opportunity and I just obeyed, Lord Father. And I just pray that you will, through me, bring maybe a message, maybe a revelation, Lord Father. Again, I humble myself this morning before you. And Lord, again, I just want to thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives, Lord Father. We recognize you as the one that brings the wisdom and the provider of everything, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord. Let's go through this message, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I'll be reading from Colossians 3, 1 to 17, and this is from the NIV. This passage has two names from the various things that I've been reading, and the first one is put on the new self, and the one that I'm reading from is actually Rules for Holy Living. And by the way, I'm sorry, you probably need like subtitles because I have a French accent, so Holy Living. Right, there's no H. I'm sorry about that. That's how I was born. So we are a diverse church, and there you go. You get the French accent this morning. So get used to it. All right, let's go through it. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythians, slaves or free, but Christ is all and he is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since a member of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalm, hymn, and spiritual song with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So as we read this passage, and I think for me I needed this kind of reminder as... You know, we go through life, and every day we wake up. I mean, the reality is this, is, you know, you take off your pajama, maybe, and you put on new clothes. And maybe as we do this, You know, the reminder for me in this passage is that, you know, this reality is that from the moment we got baptized, we are wearing new clothes. We're a new person. We're renewed. And I think Paul is reminding us of this in this passage at the onset. But let's go back a little bit. First, Colossians. I mean, the city of Colossus was located in Asia Minor, about 100 miles, it was said, of east of Ephesus. And we don't actually know if Paul went to Colossus back in the days, but because his ministry in Ephesus was so great that basically, you know, there was an overflow, and the people in Colossus had heard of, you know, Christ and you know the gospel, and basically, you know, they were influenced by that, but so were they also influenced by other things. And that's why when Paul, when he was in prison in Rome, realized that maybe people in Colossae had lost their ways. They basically went away. They were influenced by different type of cultural things, but also they were worshiping angels. Basically, they had just, you know, lost really the essence of what life in Christ was. And they needed a reminder. So Paul from prison writes this letter. And the first two chapters, he basically goes through more of a reminder of false teaching and, you know, what is right, what is wrong. And I think with this passage and this verse, starting in verse 3, he really brings a good reminder that since you have decided, and since we all have decided, I believe you all have accepted Christ in your heart, you know, maybe of, you know, a few years ago, he brings it this reminder that really, since we have been raised with Christ, let's change our heart and focus on the things above. Right? That's the first verse. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. By the way, the right hand of God is the seat of honor. It's, you know, it's after resurrection, basically, Christ went up and has now the seat of honor that we are actually sharing with him. That's the reminder. It's basically that we are in Christ. So also do we have that seat with him, that inheritance with him. And we need that reminder, you know, in order for us to really be encouraged to live this life. And for me is when he mentions set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, is that reminder that we need to have a different perspective. We need to focus on what it is to have maybe an eternal perspective, right? When we're going, especially when we're going through trouble. I know Pastor Salamat last week or earlier this week basically mentioned that, right? I mean, when you have troubles, I mean, you have to think differently. That's the same thing. I mean, having an eternal perspective, but also thinking of heaven. That's the inheritance that we have at the right hand of God with Christ. And we need to be reminded because when we got baptized, what literally happens is our old life dies. All the clothes that we were wearing before that clothes us, you know, I mean, obviously this is a metaphor, basically, they died as well. All our old ways, all the things that we used to do. You know, I don't know, maybe I can take my own example. I know that before I got to come to church, I mean, I'd love to go out. I'd love to, I mean, I didn't know of certain things just because the world has taught me. It wasn't the right teaching. It was things that I was doing, partying or all sorts of different things, right? And when I got to know Christ, when I started going to church, it was a journey. And then I got baptized, and I remember that was about now almost 14 years ago. I actually got baptized on my 30th birthday, so I remember, right? So now I've just disclosed my age. It's okay. Nothing to be, you know, afraid of. But what I'm saying is, like, I remember that day when I, and it was in Repulse Bay, so also a nice reminder. You know, suddenly I realized, like, something changed in me. I couldn't capture exactly what it was, but there was something about, realizing that whatever was before that day, something new was to come. You know, we can literally feel that when we get baptized. There is something new, and we have to embrace it. And we're embracing it by wearing new clothes. These new clothes are basically our life in Christ, in God. We should be encouraged by this message, because maybe when we're going through times of trouble, we tend to maybe go back to our old ways. You know, maybe just thinking of what was our immediate reaction. But the truth is that now we have a new life, and it's in Christ. It's the wisdom of Christ that we need to apply in everything that we have to face. It's different. It is the things of above. It's not the earthly things. It's not the way that the world is thinking. It's completely different. And in order for us to apply that, we need to be hungry for Christ. We need to follow him. We need to remain in him. We need to read the word, come to EMP. That's a good way, right? So, you know, you've done well this morning. And also pray. I mean, remain in prayer. Be prayerful. I mean, we're going to go through this. So on verse 5, you know, he really tells us to put to death whatever belongs to our earthly nature. And he starts by naming especially sensual sins. He names them. He doesn't say just sins in general. And I think there is power in that, in really mentioning the things that we are struggling with as in the flesh, right? Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires. And also he mentioned greed, because he knew that greed was also very important. And it is probably also, let's say, if you're not dealing with any kind of sensual sins, then maybe it's greed. Then it's maybe you find your own strength into success, making money, or whatever it is. You know, Paul and God and Christ knew that those, you know, were the idols of those days and of these days as well. So he really gives us a good warning and to put those things to death and to focus on Christ. And, you know, he continues on by saying, because of this, the wrath of God is coming, okay? And then you used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. Okay, this is just a reminder again of what I just said, that we are new, and it's a reminder that this is the past. You shouldn't live like that anymore. But now, you must rid yourself of all such things as this as well. Now we're going into new sets of things. Those are more relational. So anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. So in the first part, we're dealing with sensual sins. In the second part, we are more dealing with things that maybe will be hurdles in our relationship with others. And I believe that this is something that is key as Christians, you know, because you could say, yeah, I don't think I'm a sinner. You know, I'm doing fine. But the life that Christ has for us is really a life that is in community with other people. It is a life that we live together. We need to build relationship. We need to build relationship with God, with Christ, and then he transforms us. And then from maybe having, I could take my own example. I'm sure I wasn't an example, and I'm still not certainly an example of having the perfect language. Sometimes words come up just because we're influenced by the world. And, you know, again, Christ is giving us this reminder, you know, get rid of all these things. You are a new person. You need to get rid of anger, rage, malice, and slander. For me, as a new Christian, I knew I had to deal with certain things from the past. And I would encourage you to go through, you know, inner healing, the river that Rachel is leading. I mean, you will go through things in depth. And it's really a time where you can focus on getting rid of these things. Of course, you know, for some people, from the moment they get baptized, maybe everything is wiped away. And that's the way Christ probably wanted us to see. But we have to face these things. Sometimes we have to go a little bit deeper. It could be things that we haven't done ourselves. It could be something coming from generation. We recognize it. We pray against it. and we deny those things for us, we move on and we really carry within us Christ. So here we continue on. Of course, not lying to each other is one of the key things, right? I mean, this is something that we need to practice. Honesty, we need to be honest. And that's basically building relationship as well with people. And I've put on the new self. Again, he mentions that, you know, we are new. We are renewed in Christ. We are a new person. You know, I just hope that this morning this is really something that sinks within us, especially as we are to, you know, go to our own tasks, go to work. We are new people. We have to also show that Christ is in us. And I know Ken, I mean, he's just right in front of me, so I know this is very something that he has at heart, right, to bring people to Christ via his ministry, via Alpha, which is, I think, is fantastic. And I was saved by Alpha, so I recognize that in my life, that you need to go through the people in your workplaces that do not know about Christ. I don't know how to do it sometimes. I need courage, or I need to mention it. But most importantly, I need them to see that there is something different about me. That maybe when, you know, I don't know, I'm in the market, so, you know, I trade financial products. Let's say that there's a market crash, like a few weeks ago. I mean, do I panic? What should I say to colleagues that maybe have angry clients calling them and say, oh, you told me you should have done this and done that? And, well, you know, I think we have the answer here. Remain in Christ and bring maybe a time of peace. Can I pray for you? Or is there anything that, they should see in you that you are first not panicking, but also reassuring people around you. And maybe that's an opportunity to bring them to Christ. Okay, there you go. Second one, where were we? Okay, we've now moved to verse 10. After verse 10, verse 11. So here, there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythians, slave or free, but Christ is all and he is in all. I think that's a very important verse. At the time, I guess, every background was important. You had obviously slavery, people that were free. You are barbarians. And I looked up Scythians. I mean, those were even more than barbarians. They were like, sorry, I shouldn't mention this, but, you know, in the Game of Thrones, like, there are those people that are like the masters of war. And, you know, they're on the horses. I forgot their names now. But it reminded me of that. They were masters of war, but specifically on horses. And they were worse than barbarian. Now, the reminder here is that there's no difference. So in this age, in this day and age, is okay, let's say, where are you from? Right? So I'm from Switzerland. Usually, if you have to classify me, I'm a Caucasian. But here I am. I live in Asia, and all of my peers have a different background, different culture, different skin color, I would say, or origin. Yet in Christ, we are all the same. There's no difference, right? And that's a good reminder for us, especially in this day and age where we're talking of countries that are restricting certain people from traveling to one another. And there is a lot of that going on right now, and the racism and all that. In Christ, we are all the same. We become brothers and sisters from the moments we accept Christ. This is, you know, this is key and so important and such a great reminder. We just have to apply it in this day and age. And I think, right, for me, it would be that, you know, everybody around me is a peer. We're talking about slavery. I mean, in Hong Kong, there is such a thing. We need to also lift up our sisters that are giving us help in our own homes, right? I mean, they're going through great sacrifice, leaving their family behind just to survive and be with us in our own homes. This is, a lot of people are calling this modern day slavery as well. We need to be reminded that they are also our sisters in Christ, and that, you know, we need to bring them to church. I see a lot of people bring their helper to church. I think this is great. This is fantastic. I mean, here they should be on equal footing with us. That's what Christ is reminding us of. Let's move on to verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I mean, again, we can go through Galatians 5:22. Those are exactly the fruits of the Spirit, that the fruit of the Spirit that we are receiving once we clothe ourselves with Christ. It's compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, long-suffering, which is patience. And all this is a great reminder, again, that, you know, whatever you're going through, if you're dealing with anger, those are not things of Christ. This, what we just read in verse 12, this is what Christ wanted for us, is this transformation within us, this gentleness, this humility, this kindness. I think at House Church, we went through this week, if you didn't modify the question, but it was basically, what is the quality you like in other people? And I remember that most of the people like honesty. I shared with the House Church that one of the great things for me was when I met my wife-to-be, is that even though we could have arguments about things, if she was in the wrong, she would actually retract what she said and said she was sorry. And I think this was, for me, like one of the key things that made me pursue her, because I thought, like, okay, it's great, we're going to have arguments in life, everybody knows that. But then at the same time, she had that humility to realize that when she was in the wrong, she would say sorry. And yeah, I thought for me that's something that I shared with House Church. And I think as we living this life in Christ, more of that is coming. Patience is key. I mean, you're going to have to deal with people that are going to... And never pray for patience, by the way. If you pray for more patience, it's going to send you a lot of people that are going to make you very impatient. So we receive patience from Christ. All right. So let's move on to the next verse. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. I mean, this is so important. We were talking about inner healing. I realized for me when I went through it, I needed to forgive a few people. And maybe so should you. If there is something in your mind where you feel like you've been wronged, you know, this is an opportunity. God is reminding us that forgiveness is so important. And something that I read the other day, a quote, I think, from Max Lucado. Here you go. Forgiveness is unlocking the door to set someone free and realizing you were the prisoner. That's what unforgiveness does. Basically, we are the prisoner. We are the one that is having a grudge against somebody. That is not allowing us to really have that relationship with Christ that we want. We need to spend a little bit of time, maybe this morning, to forgive people around us that maybe have done us wrong. This is one of the most important things I've learned personally in my life, and a great reminder again in this passage that we need to do that. Let's move on to verse 14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Right? I mean, a key thing again here, love binds all of these, I would say, virtues, compassion, kindness, you know, forgiveness. And we put on love above all this, and we are able to, you know, live in unity with Christ, but in unity with each other, in community with each other. I think that's, you know, again, a great reminder here. We, you know, it describes love in various passages, especially in Corinthians, you know, a verse that is used at every single probably wedding ceremony that I've been to. So a great reminder that love is something that binds us and binds all this together. Now, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since a member of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual song with gratitude in your heart to God. Yeah, I mean, this is something also for me and for us as a great reminder that when we remain in Christ, peace and calm comes to us. And revelation, when he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, we're talking here of logos, which is revelations. The revelation that Christ brings in us when we remain in him. All the things that maybe we are praying through. And when we read the Bible, sometimes things like just jump to our faces and to our mind. And those are revelation. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. A teaching that we need to read the word on a regular basis. And not as a practice, not as something that, but because we are hungry for Christ. We are hungry to be close to him as we are wearing those new clothes, as we are seated, you know, with him at the right hand of God. We need to, you know, to learn how to live with him. We need revelations from him on a daily basis. So, you know, he will bring us wisdom. And also, we, you know, what this does, it's an overflow. An overflow, we start singing, we start to feel the joy of being in Christ. And lastly, and before we close and maybe go in a reflection time, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord, in the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So yes, I think, you know, we ought to be thankful for what God is doing in our lives. If we look back at the old person that we were and the new person that we are right now, if it is something that you can do, we ought to be thankful for what is done in our lives. And this is really truly the work of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and God. And it's really through him that we are where we are right now. I mean, I'll encourage you to go through more of that passage, because there is also rules for household. I mean, so important, talking about wives, husband, and children. We don't have, you know, that much time to go through it this morning. But let's reflect back. What is really Paul telling us in this message? And he's telling us to really put off our old clothing and be reminded that we need to wear our new clothes in Christ. We need to really put to death whatever, you know, we are struggling with. Deal with it. I mean, being it, maybe go through pure desire. If it's something, if you're dealing with, you know, a sexual sin, or simply, you know, learn how to express this in community. Go through that discipleship, and let's put that away. Let's live this new life. Get rid of everything, you know, anger, rage, and everything. And again, let's live in community, in relationship with one another. Let's build relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's serve God in that way. And respect your brothers and sisters as well as your equal. They are your brothers and sisters. Let's pursue the people that do not know about Christ as well. Right, they are also our brothers and sisters to be. So let's again, maybe to as a reminder, if you have an opportunity in your workplace, in your family, invite them to come to church at any opportunity. I know it requires courage, but this is something we ought to live as believers in Christ. And I think for me, this passage overall is a great reminder as we are going through just Jesus, that as new creation, the most important person that we ought to emulate in our lives is Christ. So let's pursue him. Let's pursue his teaching. Let's be hungry and thirsty for what he has to bring into our lives right now. So Lord, I just thank you. May I invite the worship team to come up? I think there is a lot more in this passage that needs to be unpacked, and probably a lot of things that I personally missed this morning. But I do think that there is a few things that maybe, you know, through this passage, the Lord is telling us to do, And he's reminding us. So maybe during this time of worship, what we can do is, you know, if there is any kind of things that we're dealing with, any kind of sensual sins or things that we feel unsatisfied with, just be reminded that in Christ, you know, first of all, he forgives us for that. And you don't have to feel the guilt of it. But if it's a repetitive sin, if it's something that, you know, really you are struggling with, you know, just, you know, put yourself in a position where you really want to learn how to get rid of that. Go through discipleship. Go through inner healing, whatever it is. And maybe this morning also as a great reminder is forgiveness. Maybe let's spend a moment to not hold on to maybe things that, you know, we are angry against. Maybe we have forgotten to forgive some people that have wronged us. So let's spend a bit of time not to hold on to these things and lift up Christ in us.
Something beautiful out of me. give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to you, God, trusting.
Yes, Lord, I just thank you for this time of revelation, Lord. I just thank you for this time where we can come together in community and be reminded that's what you wanted for us, Lord. And just this great reminder that we can close ourselves with you every day, that we are in you every day, and that there is a lifestyle that we need to adopt, but that it will come naturally if we remain in you, if we pursue you as we ought to be, as we ought to do in this life as Christians. So let's move on to our corporate prayer. So let's just pray for people that are right now dealing with cancer and chemotherapy and surgery. Let's lift them up. I just went to see Calvin yesterday. His therapy and chemo that he's been going through has had not the expected effect so far, or not as good as probably some of doctors thought. So he's going to go through to a new set of immunotherapy. So I just pray that the doctors will come together, and Lord, I just pray that you have your hands into that. So if you can just lift up that situation together, and all the other people that are dealing with cancers as well, little Father. Yes, little Father, I just thank you, little Father, I just thank you. Let's also pray for our brothers and sisters and their relatives that are dealing with illness, and also that God will bring in salvation into their lives. We pray for divine appointment, Lord Father, and also for full healing, Lord Father, for these people, Lord Father. Let's just pray also for people that are suffering from infirmities right now, also for healing, Lord Father, and you know, really for this list of people that are dealing with illnesses, and although to be completely healed, and that we will not have to have these slides. And really I just pray that God and his healing power will come through those that are suffering right now, Lord Father. We trust you in that, Lord Father. You're capable of healing everybody, Lord Father. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We lift up also our brothers and sisters that are looking for jobs, Lord Father, right now. We just pray that you will open the doors and the right doors for them, Lord Father. Yeah, let's just lift up Leanne, Calvin, Ernie, Eliam, Rachel, Lord Father. Let's go on to our mission focus. Let's just pray for Japan and Peace Sophia, and as well as for Cambodia, Grace and Oasis House, which is Pastor Jenny Ho. Just lift up our mission councils, Piriki, Janella, Janice, John, Jungmin, Timothy, Deborah, and Ashley. Let's lift up. Lift up our local outreach, IGAPE, HOMIE, SP Lights, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. As they reach out to our local communities, Lord Father, I just pray for them to be anointed. Just pray also for the gift of speaking the right language to all the people that they are dealing with. Let's lift up SPFAM, our newly created ministry on foster and adoption. Let's lift up this ministry, and let's lift up Cadence as she is leading this. Let's lift up our Friday evening gathering, IP, SPU, SP Youth, and Discipleship EG as well, for people to go through that discipleship and go to the next level of understanding who Christ is, Lord Father. Let's lift up the house churches that are meeting today. Elements, McCain, McDaddy, Mac Robinson, and Tavistock, for a great time going through the discussion on the sermon that Jackie preached, Lord Father. I just pray also for community and people to come really in unity together. And I just lift up all my brothers and sisters, house church leaders, Lord Father, as they prepare for today and as they lead their groups, Lord Father. That you will anoint them with special wisdom and the gift of hospitality, Lord Father, as well. Thank you, Lord Father. All right, let's pray and close this time together as... you continue to pray maybe and do your quiet time, Lord Father. I just lift up this time, Lord Father, and I just thank you for the revelation you brought to us today, Lord Father. I lift up my brothers and sisters here this morning and also all our community, Lord Father, that we will be the light in the places that we are to head to this morning, Lord Father, that we will be bringing something special, a special type of clothing with us, that we are clothed in you, Lord, clothed with the clothes of Christ, Lord Father. And that will transpire in our behavior, Lord Father. That it will be not our old self taken over, but really our new self, the one that we are in you, Lord. I just pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.